Before we go into the individual steps of the three ingredients method, it is important that we cover a certain radar feature first. As discussed in previous multi-cell modules, linear convection develops cold pools from the storm downdrafts, and these help to drive and or steer convective activity. The leading edge of this cold pool has been referred to as an outflow boundary or gust front, but it also goes by another term. For QLCS activity, we typically refer to this as the updraft, downdraft, convergence zone, or UDCZ. The location of the UDCZ can be easily identified via radar velocity, as you basically look for where the cold pool winds collide or converge with the environmental air mass, and this is usually along or near the front edge of the convective line. In the example on the right, we see that the cold pool winds are moving toward the radar from the west, denoted by the green-colored inbound velocity. Ahead of the convection and cold pool, winds are generally out of the southeast. The UDCZ is denoted by the white dashed line. Identifying this feature and its location relative to QLCS reflectivity gradient on the leading edge of the convection or updraft towers is important for severe weather purposes, as we'll discover with a deeper dive into the three ingredients method.